I'm Michael St. Michaels. You may know me, and then again, you probably don't. However, I am the Greasy Strangler, and I say, life is all bullshit until you get to 30 screams or less. Then it becomes real.
Warning, 30 screams or less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be reviewing is called Frankie Freako. It's written and directed by Stephen Kostansky, starring... No, it's not.
Damn it, you didn't even try.
No, I saw it. So, I'm not even going to cut this out because this is good stuff. Corey likes to fucking throw wrenches in the works sometimes. And so instead of Connor Sweeney, he put Sydney Sweeney, thinking I'm going to read it verbatim, which I usually do for shits and giggles, or sometimes I'm just like on autopilot, a lot like Ron Burgundy. So
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You know, the question mark. Damn it. Who put a question mark in the teleprompter? Starring Connor Sweeney as Connor, Adam Brooks as Mr. Buechler, and Christy Wordsworth as Christina. They didn't really change the names much, did they?
No, I didn't actually realize that until I wrote these notes down, that they kind of kept their names.
Yeah, they really did.
I mean, Adam Brooks is the only one that was really a different character.
Yeah, so Adam Brooks was like, no, I don't want my name to be Adam in this. I want something ridiculous. Yeah. So, good on you, Adam. The plot of the movie is workaholic yuppie Connor is in an existential rut until one night he catches a bizarre ad for a party hotline hosted by a strange dancing goblin, Frankie Freako. Could this be the recipe to spice up his boring life? All right, Corey, true horror story. Looked in the mirror this morning, my beard an absolute nightmare. Dry, wild, looked like it clawed its way out of a crypt.
That's terrifying, man. Did you hit it with that beard octane?
Oh, yeah. Beard wash, conditioner, beard oil brought it back from the dead.
Fellas, don't let your beard turn into a creature feature. Keep it alive and kicking with Beard Octane.
And right now, hit beardoctane.com. Use code 30screams10. Get 10% off. Save some cash and save your beard from becoming a horror show.
Bad beard day? We've had plenty. Beard Octane's the fix. We swear by it.
30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of Frankie Freako?
The moment I heard Stephen Kostansky was making another film, I knew I had to see it, as I was a big fan of The Void and Psycho Goreman. Every so often, I'm looking for a fun horror flick. I mean, this really wasn't even a horror flick. It was more of like a dark comedy, but
yeah.
Regardless, this scratched that itch for me. I had a lot of fun watching this movie.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely a fun movie to watch, that's for sure. I agree with your statement of it being more of a dark comedy. Like, there wasn't really a lot of scary elements. This is more like these freaks partying, having a good time at the expense of Connor's whole fucking life being thrown upside down. So there was like nothing really horrifying about it until maybe the end, where President Munch turned into a fucking Resident Evil character. That's the only way I can describe it. He's just walking around with a chainsaw looking like freaking has the T-virus or some shit.
Yeah, Nemesis.
Yeah, exactly. Just Nemesis. Stars. Wait, no, I gotta do that better. Stars. Stars.
Dude,
terrifying.
That game made me like, I can't tell you how many times I stopped playing that game because that part was fucking terrifying. Because you can't kill him.
Nope.
You just gotta run from him.
Yeah, it's fucking awful, man. It was even like that in the originals.
No, I know, but I'm saying with like, next gen, like everything that we have now as far as technology go, they made it like 100 times scarier.
It really is. It's awful. I saw a video online of a kid who went into like, you know, the safe room, which you think it's going to be the safe room and you do your save point, all that stuff. Somehow, and this is like more for Resident Evil 2, Mr. X walked his way into that safe room and this kid is fucking running for his life because that should not happen. So that was a nice little glitch of him cornering this kid in the safe room.
Yeah, it was good.
Terrifying. So, absolutely terrifying.
This also reminded me, I didn't write it down, but now that we're talking about it, this also reminded me of Gremlins a lot.
Yeah, for sure. There's this other movie that I watched that was on Mystery Science Theater 3000. It was like a ripoff of Gremlins. We watched it at my old house when I was with, like, you know, all the guys. The Bukkake House. You've heard stories about the Bukkake House, right?
Yeah, I'd been there once or twice.
Okay, yeah. So for those of you listening, the Bukkake House isn't exactly what you're thinking. It's members of Drive-By Bukkake and the Summoned living in one house. But one day, we were watching this Mystery Science Theater 3000, and there was this one movie that was kind of a ripoff of Gremlins, but I think it's a perfect representation of this movie. Just found it. Hobgoblins.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. Oh, God, it's so bad. It's so bad. Okay, think of it like Gremlins, and it's really these hobgoblin things going around and just partying and not even really killing people, just fucking with everyone. Apparently, there was a screen death of a janitor, and he's listening to music, and, like, you see him fall or something, and that's a presumed death. Other than that, they're just raising hell the whole time. So it's basically a bad version of Gremlins.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw that, I was like, this is absolutely absurd. And then now that I've seen Frankie Frico, it reminded me so much of that movie. If you want to waste an hour and a half of your life, go watch Hobgoblins, because it's completely absurd. It's like a dark comedy. None of it's scary. None of this is scary. I mean, but think of it this way. Obviously, we're horror experts. It's all we do is fucking watch horror movies. So we're accustomed to anything scary. My question is, do you think people would actually be scared by this movie?
Frankie Frico?
Yeah.
No, there's not really any horror aspects to it. But yeah, I think it's just more funny than anything.
Yeah, I can say that.
And it's not trying to take itself seriously whatsoever. Like, if you've seen Psycho Warman, it's the same idea.
Yeah.
Not trying to take... Have you seen that?
I surprisingly have not.
You should. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's another one of those movies. It's kind of like a trauma film. It doesn't try to take itself too seriously. It's a dark comedy, and you have these little gnome things running around or whatever they are.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just fun, and the characters are funny.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying dumb shit the whole movie.
Oh, absolutely.
One of my favorite things was the soda.
Did you know the fart soda?
Yeah, fart classic.
Fart... I'm surprised they didn't do Fart Clear or something, like Pepsi Clear.
Yeah.
Do you remember that at all?
Yeah, they remade it a couple years ago.
Why?
Because
they remade that?
There was this dude on YouTube. I can't remember what his name. L.A. Beast. That was his name. He was a competitive food eater.
Oh, okay.
And he was, like, lobbying Pepsi to bring that back as, like, a limited run. And they
did. That's fair. And they did.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it was Pepsi Clear. What didn't they bring it back?
I don't understand the point of Pepsi Clear, because it tasted a little like Pepsi, but it just didn't have, like, any of the, I don't know, the coloring to it. It was clear. It was absolutely clear. Would I drink it now? No, because it's discontinued, and I'm not drinking no very old discontinued drinks.
Yeah, it was discontinued in 1994 due to declining sales. Oh, it was mm-hmm. Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi. Oh, okay, so they just renamed it.
No, it was always Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, was it always Crystal Pepsi? What the fuck was Pepsi Clear then?
Crystal Pepsi has made several limited time comebacks since 1994, 2015, 16, and 22, due to nostalgic fan demand.
Okay, so that must be a Mandela effect then. So I'm thinking Pepsi Clear. A lot of people think Pepsi Clear. People on eBay are even selling Pepsi Clear, but it's not.
Nope.
It's Crystal Pepsi.
Pepsi Clear, better known by its actual name, Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah. So what the hell was everyone thinking? Everyone, maybe because, like, we saw that it was a clear version of Pepsi, that we just associated the word clear with Pepsi.
Okay. So it was considered to be a healthier version of Pepsi because it didn't have the caramel color and it didn't have caffeine.
Oh, okay. It was just fizzy?
Yeah. Fizzy water, basically, flavored like Pepsi.
I wonder how it would do these days.
Dude, they brought it back in 2022 and you couldn't fucking find it anywhere.
Yeah, people fucking bought that shit up like crazy, I bet.
Remember, I forget where I saw it, but I ended up buying some because of that YouTube influencer.
Yeah, I didn't have it during that time. Did you have it? Well, obviously you bought some, but I figured you would have resold it for some reason.
No, I drank that.
Yeah, you did? Okay. Yeah. How was it?
I mean, it was just Pepsi.
Okay. All right, fair. So we should go back into this movie.
Nice transition. This is
hands down one of the more ridiculous tangents we've gone on. And like, you know, our tangents tend to go into like corn and music and video games or whatever. Crystal Pepsi? That's a bit insane.
Yeah, that was probably like 10 minutes of the fucking podcast right there.
Oh my God. That's some porridge shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe I should release that one. That must be like episode 2 or something.
You know what I was thinking? If we ever have an off week again, we should release the unedited version of the Michael St. Michael's interview.
No. Fun interview. Oh my God. What a nightmare to edit. That's all.
Everybody I know that's listened to that, they were like, this is fucking awesome.
Okay, then. Hey, I did my job. We are our own worst critics, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm a fucking perfectionist. So as I'm like editing this and listening to it, I'm like, fuck me, this is a problem. And it mostly is because of the honking, the car alarm going off every fucking few minutes and all this stuff. And it's a crazy interview, but I'm glad everyone's enjoying it. Yeah, I was really worried about that one. But yeah, we needed the off week so I can edit it.
Yeah, because it was such a mess originally.
It was. It was quite the mess. I bet I could even clean it up more if I had more time to it.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. People love it. That's all that matters. If the audience is cool with it, I'm cool with it.
Yeah. All right. So, let's talk about Frankie Frico.
Yeah, let's talk about Frankie Frico. So, this movie, like you said, does not take itself serious at all. And it starts off with this guy, Connor, and he is a square. As boring and plain as it gets.
That's why he gets upset, too, a lot in the movies, because people are calling him a square.
Yeah. Well, he is.
He is, but he's getting upset about it, even though he technically is the definition.
Oh, he is. If you look up square in a dictionary, his face would be there. And not to mention, man, he's got this smoking hot wife, right? And he gets off by holding her hand. I'm like,
literally,
dude, what is going on?
Yep.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, super square. Holding hands is like his sex, his form of sex. And this girl is just like, all right, this sucks type deal. And who could blame her? But yes, he plays the dweeb role perfectly. That's what I loved about his performance. And
his ponytail,
I was
kind of
thinking
glorious.
This. Yeah, he was great. He was perfect in this. So that's what I love about this movie, because let's be honest, the acting is not great, but the acting that was portrayed in this movie, whether it was intentional or like they just are not great actors, worked. Like you wouldn't fucking believe.
Definitely. I believe it's intentional because I know you haven't seen Psycho Goreman, but it's very similar.
Is it? Okay. So then maybe then they're intentionally playing it bad to give it that extra cheese to this movie. And if that's the case, good for them, because it was believable. I'm looking at this thing in a whole different light, thinking like, oh, geez, cheesy acting, but it works. So if that's intentional, man, that's awesome. That's very good. Very talented people. But great. Like, I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun watching it. I was laughing. It was a good time.
Huh. I'm reading this trivia right now. So Adam Brooks is the guy that's playing Mr. Buechler, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Buechler is named after the late John Carl Buechler, who directed and provided the special effects for several Little Monster films that Frankie Frico pays homage to, like 1986 Troll, 1984 Ghoulies, and 1992's Demonic Toys.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
So a little callback.
Nice little call out there. I like when they do that in movies. I'm sorry, I'm going on a tangent real quick.
Oh boy.
New Happy Gilmore.
All right.
Adam Sandler. And you know what? We've talked about Adam Sandler plenty of times in this fucking podcast, so it's on brand.
Mm-hmm.
So as Happy Gilmore is about to play golf for the first time and just kind of get back out there, on TV, the kid that portrayed his son in Grown Ups was on it. So he's paying homage to the kid who died from that movie, Grown Ups. And man, let me tell you, I loved the movie. I thought it was great.
I actually didn't catch that until afterwards I was reading about it. I cannot remember that kid, the actor's name now, but he died like 3 or 4 years ago.
So he was, he made sure to put him in there. I mean, he made sure to throw fucking everyone in there. Everyone that he could, everyone that he's worked with, he's basically throwing in there.
And I mean, I knew that's exactly what it was going to be. Like, you're going to make this movie, you know, however long. I don't know when the first one came out, but you're going to have to try and cram as many references as you can to that movie, and because everybody's aged at this point. And
yeah,
I thought it was kind of corny when there was clearly some anti-aging stuff they did on Adam.
Oh, you think so?
And some of the flashbacks, I think that was some anti-aging stuff, because that there were certain scenes that they showed with him younger that they weren't shown in the original movie.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So I think they kind of created them for this, and they used reverse aging or movie magic.
Movie magic.
So
you want your dick blown off for a second?
Nope.
Okay. So the main villain in it, the guy that owns, like, he's trying to start that new golf league,
yeah,
right?
Benny Safdie.
Yeah. He directed, what's it called?
Uncut Gems.
Thank you. He directed Uncut Gems. Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah, they work a lot together on the Netflix movies.
That's wild. No shit. And I don't know if he looks like that full time, but I saw him doing an interview, like one of the late night shows.
Yeah,
and he was dressed exactly the same way. So I don't know if that was intentional or if that's just his style. Because if it's his style, that's fucking wild, man. Just walking around like that. Okay, good for him. But great movie. I loved it. People are hit or miss on it. I thought it was great. It's exactly what I was hoping for in a throwback movie. But all right, back to it. So yeah, this movie was completely campy. Reminded me of movies like Alf. I got a lot of Alf out of it as well. I think Alf could have been an influence. Even the movie Freaked, like back in the 90s with the dude from Bill and Ted.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of got that from it as well. But I want to say too is that those puppets looked awesome.
Yeah, they did.
So they must have put some serious money into those things because they looked great. And however they were controlled by like puppeteers, they did really well. Because they seemed believable that they were just like doing their own thing. There was no wires being seen anywhere. There was one part where I saw a little screw up, but that's just me being like, oh, I saw it, just like a little thing. You saw kind of a person behind Connor controlling the puppet as it's cleaning.
Yeah, but like, it was, I feel like that was intentionally done. Like all the
you think so?
Yeah, all the missteps, like all that shit was left, I truly believe was left in here intentionally because it added
really
to it. So no, another thing is, so the female puppet, I was just looking at the cast list. Did you catch the female puppet's name?
No, besides Dottie?
Dottie Dunko?
Yeah.
Do you think that sounds like something else?
Oh, yes, it does. It sounds like Donnie Darko.
Right.
I didn't realize that last name was Dunko. That's too funny. Yeah, I didn't even look up those names. You know what? I'm going to pull that up on IMDb because now I'm curious. Frankie Freako. Okay. Frankie Freako. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Interesting. There's some weird names in this. Like we were talking about earlier, like Frustrated Man and Bored Employee and Street Freako. All sorts of like random names like that.
Stephen Kaskansky has another movie called Manborg.
Manborg?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming a cyborg man.
And it looks like it has the same cast. It actually does. It has the same cast as Frankie Freako.
All right, so he's got his tight-knit crew
more
that he likes to use for movies.
Just like Adam Sandler.
Just like Adam Sandler. Nothing wrong with that. But Connor calls this hotline. He sees this ad for Frankie Freako and calls this 900 number, man. And I haven't heard of 900 numbers being a thing in forever. And I think the last time that happened was Cleo. What's her name? Like the psychic?
Miss Cleo.
Who was always reading people's fortunes and shit like that. Like, you would call this 900 number. Miss Cleo. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah. So I haven't seen 900 numbers since that shit. And that was early 90s. So this was 80s. People were still doing those things. I mean, chat lines, that was a big thing as well in the 90s. You know, he was like, talk with hot singles, dial 900, blah, 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 blah. And it's really just these people probably hanging out at a call center being like, oh, yeah. All right.
Oh, gross.
I know, it's fucking gross. I never called it.
Nope.
Nope. Okay, I did. No, I never called it. That'd be a problem if I did.
Only $2.99
like,
a minute.
Right now. Khakis. So yeah, he calls his number. Frankie Freako and his whole crew come to Connor's place and they're just raging it up. The place is fucked up. But the important thing here is that his wife has gone away to like some sort of art convention or whatever. And he had the house to himself for the weekend. And this guy's super bland. He's like, I'm going to have an exciting Friday and have myself a spicy meal. And she's like, you're going to order pizza, right? He's like, yes.
Real going outside the box.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm going to do half cheese. And she's like, half cheese as well? Yes. And he's such a square. It's almost uncomfortable to watch with how awkward he is. He's so awkward. And, you know, he's got this boss. The boss is trying to get him to shred these papers on a fucking Saturday. Just coming into the office and fucking work on Saturday like it's office space.
Yep. I'm going to need you to work on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter. Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine if Lumberg was just like, yeah, Peter, what's happening? That's how he just opens every single time. Like when he's talking to the Bobs. Yeah. That's where I will agree to disagree. Stop me.
Stopped.
Okay. So he gets shot in the neck by
Dottie.
Dottie.
I love Dottie's just firing off these little toy guns the whole movie and shooting people.
Yeah. Yeah. And he would have been dead if you, like, look at his neck in that movie.
Oh, yeah. It his is neck just, was fucked.
Yeah. It was so fucked. And he's just like, ah. Like, and he puts a Band-Aid on it and he's like, I guess he's fine.
Yep. Band-Aid on it and goes to work.
Yep. Goes to work, covered in blood. And he's like, I got to work. You know, I got to shred these papers. And then he's just like, no, I have to go home. I have to take care of shit. And that's when his boss decides to go to his house to help him out so that way they can get back to shredding papers. And he gets
glued to the floor.
Well, yes, he gets glued to the floor, but the basement is booby-trapped like it's fucking Home Alone.
Yeah, it's like Home Alone. It reminds me of that, this part with all the paint cans.
Yep.
And then all the ropes tied to triggers of guns.
Oh, my God. Like, just tied to guns. The bear trap that his boss gets his foot in a bear trap or, oh, no, it was like a coyote trap. Doesn't matter. It was clamping on his fucking ankle. And like I said, they're not really trying to kill anyone. I think at this point, I'm not exactly sure because, I mean, they're using guns for traps. Those things can fucking kill, obviously. So they don't kill the guy. Connor actually trips one of the wires and a bullet goes flying. It's bouncing off of everything. For some reason, Connor has this, like, whole fucking ginormous barrel of glue. Why? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It ended up being hilarious, though, what he used it for.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely hilarious because his boss got covered and then, yes, stuck to the floor.
And then leave his ass glued to the floor at the end of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
He gets to spend Christmas glued to the floor.
They all just completely forgot about him. And he's just hanging out there like, oh, I'm stuck, that type thing. But then there's like this one part, man, where he steps on a board of nails.
Yep.
Oh, God, I hate it.
Fucking, I hate that. Nails and feet. I hate it, too.
Oh, it's awful.
Yep.
Because either you step so hard that it goes through or you don't step hard enough and they're just fucking hanging out inside your foot. And then it's like, oh, okay. Are they rusty? If so, you're about to get lockjaw.
Go get a tetanus shot real quick.
Tetanus shot. Yeah, of course. So all this shit happens. And I guess at some point Connor decides, okay, rather than fighting it, I'm just going to party with them. So he starts partying. They're all having a good time, you know, raising hell in the house. No big deal. The phone rings. He decides to answer it. And just kind of a little backstory here. These Freakos are from like a distant planet and they use the TV, like the ads, to get to different planets, I guess. It's almost like a transmission deal. So he answers the phone and the Freakos are like, no, don't answer. Turns out the planet that they were from was taken over by a president dictator who was trying to hunt them down, and like all of a sudden robots are coming through the phone and they're trying to arrest the Freaks because they were trying to gather all the Freaks in that planet together and lock them away. So these were the three Freakos that got away. But man, there was one part where I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to have to use this because this guy couldn't swear for the life of him. Right. So he's like, holy shoot. I'm like, okay.
Using it.
I need to put that in my repertoire because that's, oh man, it was fucking hysterical. But yeah, this movie goes really off the fucking deep end in this scene.
With the munch stuff?
Like, oh yeah. So yeah, this movie just starts really going off the hinge and they all get arrested by these robots and they're brought to that planet via a minecart.
It sounds so stupid.
It's so insane. It's, it sounds like I'm making this shit up. I assure you, I'm not making this shit up. There's one thing I did love, though. So once they're riding this Minecraft to the Freako planet, Freak World, I think it's called. I can't remember. I think I wrote it down, but I just can't remember off the top of my head. So they get there, and all of them are in this minecart. And as they're like driving, you see like this behind shot, and it almost looks like they made action figures for this cart, or they used some sort of claymation. But I was just like, oh, that adds to the cheese. I love it. I was fully expecting a more ridiculous version of Connor in that planet, like a claymation version, or all of a sudden he turns into a puppet-like version.
Yeah,
that's what I was hoping for. We didn't get it, and it's perfectly fine. So he doesn't turn into one of those freakos. He's presented to the president, where the president's like, whoa, you are square, and that type deal. It's fun stuff. And then later on, I don't want to give too much away, Corey, because nope. I'm not going to give away the ending. I do want to say that this movie was great. I really enjoyed it. I had a good time. But maybe we should just get into our review.
Sure.
Yeah, let's get into it. Corey, what do you give Frankie Frico?
This is a 4 out of 5. This was a ton of fun. I love the creepy puppet design and the awesome retro vibe. Feels like it's a weird 80s gem. Mm-hmm. As a big Psycho Gorman fan, I was pumped to see Stephen Kostanski pull off another fun creature flick. It's not perfect, but if you're into cool practical effects, an awesome score, and goofy horror, you'll have a great time with this one.
I will agree to that 100%. And I'm going to go with a 4 out of 5 on this as well. Definitely a fun movie that actually had me laughing. I could see there being some horror elements to it, but I place this more in the dark comedy aspect. Could go either way, but our expert opinion is dark comedy. But nothing wrong with that. The puppets looked great, and honestly seems like a lot of work went into this movie. Acting was cheesy, where in most cases would be an issue. But I actually think it added to the comedic element of the movie. It's definitely not a movie to take seriously, that's for sure, but a fun watch for sure. If you want to watch Frankie Frico, you can watch it now on Apple Store, Amazon, Sky Store, and YouTube Movies. All right, everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, tell your friends. Both our intro and outro music are courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Be sure to check out Andrew on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to pick it up. We're also part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to heavy metal, horror, all that good stuff. So check that out. Visit 30ScreamsOrLess.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. Also, check out BeardOctane.com for their whole line of grooming supplies. And be sure to use the code 30Screams10 at checkout for 10% off your order. And if there's anything you want us to review, send an email to 30ScreamsOrLess@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use hashtag 30ScreamsOrLess. And also, we have some awesome merch for sale on our website, so definitely check that out. If you go to our website, at the very top, there's a shop link. Click that link, and you'll see all sorts of shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. If you buy it, it helps going towards our hosting costs. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.